Your host Cammy
coming Love to you Hope live. Radio.
Go! And now the Get Real Podcast.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people. Your home. Come on in.
Guess to Dan's funeral. Step two, go talk to Frank and blow up the quack pack.
Always keep it real.
Was that real or what? Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com.
Welcome everybody to Get Real LOL's FU Monday Big Brother. I'm one of your hosts, Cammy, coming to you live inside the Get Real studio. I'm also joined tonight by one of our co-hosts, Richard. Claudia, our BB analyst, Parker from BB9 will be joining us, and we have a surprise caller. So it's going to be very exciting. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Excited. I see the lines are already lighting up.
Woohoo.
Welcome. Oh, Claudia. We also have Claudia here. Say hello to Claudia, everybody. Claudia
hello,
is our
everybody.
BB. She's our BB analyst. She knows Big Brother backwards, forwards, upside down. She knows everything. You can't stomp her on anything. So she's kind of our BB expert here. We're going to be talking about Microphone Gate, which is going on right now inside the house with Clay. We're going to be talking about Shay. We're going to be talking about Slay or Kaleli. We're going to be talking about everything relevant that is going on inside the house right now. Just so you do know, we do reveal spoilers here. So if you don't have the live feeds and you don't want to know what's going on, leave or mute or whatever you want to do, because we do talk spoilers. And also the show is uncensored, so if you're under the age of 18, we're sorry, you must not listen. Sorry, guys. Also, just real quick before we start the show, I want to tell you a little bit about us, Get Real LOL. If you go to GetRealLOL.com, you will see everything we have to offer a BB fan, which is everything. We have Big Brother bloggers. We have people who recap the live feeds, people who recap Big Brother After Dark, the TV show. We have a 24/7 forum, which 35 Big Brother fans take time out of their day to type minute by minute what's going on inside the Big Brother house just for you, the fans, and you have to check it out. That's GetRealForum.com, but you can also reach that on our main website, which is GetRealLOL.com. You can also buy the 24/7 live feeds there. We have our own app. We have everything. We even have a Big Brother radio show. Okay. I'm psyched, Claudia.
I am very excited. So
I'm very excited. Yes.
I have a little trivia question for you.
For me? So, wait, for me?
Well, for anybody, but let's see who can get this right. Either one of you are welcome to see if you can get this.
All right, why don't you ask Richard? I'll be right back.
All right, so Richard, we'll see if you can get this one. This is the black guy from the second worst season of Big Brother US. And of course, he was evicted early. Who could that possibly be?
I think it's going to be perhaps the gentleman who's joining us tonight, Parker from BB9.
Absolutely. And for the record, that's his opinion, not mine, because that is straight from his Twitter page. Yeah. So he feels that he was on the second worst season of Big Brother. So I think one question we definitely need to ask him is what he feels the worst season was, I think I already know the answer based on his tweets and things, but we'll confirm that with him.
I'll be excited. Yeah, I can't get into the screening room, so Cammy had to duck out and do the screening tonight. So we are waiting on her to come back.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, let's start a little bit. I know she wants to talk about the whole Clay Mike gate, so we won't get into that just yet.
Let's not get into that yet. I have Parker.
Good.
Okay.
I have Parker, lovely Parker, BB9, who everybody seems to think one is the worst seasons of Big Brother. It was one of my favorite. I don't know why. It was one of my favorite. So here we go, people. Here's Parker from BB9 coming in to co-host and chat with us for a few minutes about Big Brother and all its craziness.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, Parker.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing? We're doing good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, what's going on? Go ahead, Claude.
I have a question for you, Parker. On your Twitter page, you're saying that your season was the second worst season of Big Brother US. I think
only because the drug addicts, you know, the druggies and, you know, the breast milk on demand and, you know, we were very... You know, that's why I'm kind of glad I did get out early, because it got a little racy in there. You know, I couldn't explain all that stuff to my grandma, you know? I don't know. I don't think it was that bad. I hear our season is the best season for the feeds by far, like out of any other season. You know, as far as like the gameplay, yeah, I think it kind of turned into a shitty season after like the good people started leaving. But the worst season I would have to say would be season 15, just because of like all that racist bullshit and all that crap that was in there.
Excellent. That was going to be my question, but also my assumption, just based on, just all the different things that you tweet and stuff. I was pretty sure that was going to be your response.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what are you doing nowadays? Are you still active and watching the feeds of this season?
Yeah, I'm still watching the feeds. I haven't watched them. I didn't watch them hardly yesterday until I got home late. But so I'm kind of a little scattered with what's going on. I heard something about a microphone incident with Clay. Not sure what that's about. I hear Vanessa's like starting to throw them under the bus. So I'm a little behind. But I was kind of glancing a little bit at tweets today, what different people were saying. So. What the hell's going on?
So the for those that aren't aware that POV has already been played, it has. So here's all your spoilers on that. James won POV. They had the ceremony today. He did not use it. He left Noms the same. So Clay and Shelley are still up. And
good.
Cammy, do you want to talk a little bit about Mike Gate, since that kind of ties into that?
Cammy's in the screening room.
She must have jumped out to the screening room. So I'll jump into it just a little bit here. It looks right now like Clay's probably the one on his way out, but I think he's trying to maybe secure that a little bit, or maybe get a penalty nom. I'm not quite sure, but he's been repeatedly today not wearing his microphone. And BB's kind of been riding his tail on that just a little bit.
Okay, can we just talk about this guy for a second?
Sure. Bring it on.
Like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? Why are you there? Why did you go through this whole fucking process, filling all these damn applications out, all these interviews, this fucking $8,100,000 questionnaire that they had us do before we entered the damn house, which took like forever to do. All this shit, being isolated, everything, and you're just gonna give it to some bitch that you just met? Get the fuck over yourself, dude. Like, you ain't Captain Sabaho. Get over it. Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion, but that's none of my business. Let me sit my piece.
I missed it. What are you guys talking about? What's none of his business?
Well, we're talking about Mike Gate. and how Clay appears to be throwing, looking for a penalty nom or something. And Parker is I'm right there with you in that you don't go through the whole process of getting into the house just to give your game away to somebody that you've only known a month.
Yeah. It's so
here's the thing I feel, and we are uncensored, but I'm going to try to keep a little clean tonight. Clay, you're being a P. The P word. I don't understand at all. I don't get it. He is so mesmerized by Shelly. It's insane to me. And I know there are so many BB fans that want to go in there and scream at this guy. And when he comes out, you know, we know how it works. The amount of hate he's going to get is going to be incredible. I'm hoping that something switches Parker in his head.
Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is, like, you barely even kissed this chick.
He didn't even get any action.
You ain't even slipping no fingers down there, no nothing. You know what I mean?
He didn't get nothing.
You want to get your game up?
It's crazy.
You want to get your game up for this chick?
Want to remind everybody, you know, a good video on YouTube to watch, and we have so many callers. The switchboard is crazy. When you're on YouTube, a good video to watch when the feeds, you know, aren't that great, just put in Big Brother 9, Parker and James go at it. It's a killer video. It was great, Parker. It's a killer video. I've watched it a million times. All right, listen,
you know,
I have to start getting... Get ahead, Parker.
My favorite part of that video is when I'm about to go back inside and I'm like, fuck you with a sick dick. And Chelsea starts laughing. And it just made me break character and laugh because this shit was just funny as hell. But like, I still laugh at that. Because I was so mad, serious. And then like, she just busts out and started laughing. And it just made me laugh.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely rewinded it about 5 times today. All right, let me start getting these fans on here because, you know, the fans are why we are here. So first I'm going to bring on Dennis from Tennessee. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Dennis. You're live on Get Real LOLFU Big Brother Monday. What do you got to say?
Okay, so I'm just here like to talk to you guys and like want to answer your guys' questions and see what your guys' opinion are about the show.
Sure.
Go for it. Okay, so my first question for you guys is, who do you think will be staying on Thursday's eviction?
Parker, do you want to take that one as our co-host guest?
I am praying Clay stays because, I don't know, I just want to see Shelly suffer. I know that's evil as hell. It's very evil of me to say, but like, yeah, like I just feel like her fake ass just needs to get the fuck out of the house and watch him from my home. Because I don't know, she just seems a little phony to me. So I would love for her to go and for Clay to stay.
I have mixed feelings about her. Like, she's a good game player, but like you said previously, like so many fans would die to be in the house in Clay's position. But he's just giving it away like that. That's what pisses me off.
So
I'm kind of mixed right now.
You know,
I think
No, I was going to say, I agree. The whole losing your focus, like for anybody, and I think that's the biggest detriment to the whole showmance, is that at some point, like true feelings obviously have developed and you lose sight of the end game. And you're living for the second as opposed to that 500,000. And even Austin is going down that route with Liz. It's so crazy this year with the showmances.
You know, just a quick update for anybody who doesn't have the live feeds. Last night, basically, James brought Clelly upstairs and basically told them. It was kind of last night into this morning, and which I didn't get at all. Because James won HOH, and spoiler, James won veto. He gave up $5,000. He gave up the trip to Ireland. But yet he pulls them up into the HOH room and says, give me a reason to take you down. Hello. I don't get it. But anyway, so they're sitting there and they're fumbling. And instead of outing the whole Sixth Sense Alliance, they throw Austin under the bus. And the information they give is Austin goes by Judas, and Austin did the hinky vote against Audrey. And James is like, okay, that's good information. And he brings up Meg and Jackie, and they all talk, and they go, Clay and Shelley go back down. And Jackie, no matter what you think about Jackie, she speaks her mind. She's like, screw that. What do we care? They basically gave us the same information, and James kept the nomination, or is keeping the nominations the same. Sorry, guys. So one of them will go. Now it's going to be who will go is the next question. Okay, thanks for calling, love. I got to move on to the next caller, okay? Okay, and I'm going to bring on... Okay. All right. Markel from Louisiana, you're on, honey. Markel?
Hello.
Markel from Louisiana?
Yes, I'm on.
You're on air, honey.
Okay, I have a question. Do y'all think Austin just won't live for one thing, or... he really wanted a showman with her.
Oh, I'm going to let you guys go first on this one. Then I'm going to speak my mind on that.
I think Austin, I think he legit likes her. I mean, when you're in that house, like, what else are you going to do? You're going to hang out with somebody. So why not hang out with, you know, somebody that you kind of are attracted to? But I feel like he's a little too thirsty. But Liz... you know, she's sitting there enabling him, you know, not really giving him, you know, hey, I'm not really into you like that. We cool, but, you know, we're not that cool. So, like, I don't see why people are really blaming Austin for being, like, you know, quote-unquote creepy or stalkerish or whatever like that when he's getting, you know, he's not really seeing what everybody else is seeing. You know, Amber made it clear with Caleb, you know, hey, I don't fuck with you like that, but Liz is kind of like a thirst trap.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I would totally agree. I think Austin's feelings are genuine. I think Liz needs to be honest up front with him, though, and say, you know, I like you as a friend, but it's not going to go more than that. I think she also needs to listen to her sister more. She's been blindsided by Austin somehow. Because Julia very obviously does not like Austin. And so I don't know what kind of mind games he's played on Liz, but he's done it well.
I would like to go. Can I go?
Sure.
Yes.
And then, Rich, you want to go first?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is the way I feel. First of all, a huge shout out to our Facebook group, which has almost 20,000 members in it, our Big Brother one alone. If you want to join it, just go to Facebook and search Get Real LOL Big Brother. It's 24/7. It's the most funniest thing you've ever seen. It's BB diehards just like us. We eat, sleep, and drink Big Brother. But anyway, back to the Facebook page. There's a lot of hate on there for Austin, and there's a lot of people putting pictures saying, oh, God, look, he's touching her, and look at her face. Here's my feeling, okay? She's an outspoken girl. If she didn't want it, if she didn't like it, she would say something. There's no reason for anybody to interfere, whether it's part of her game or not. I do think she does like him. Does she like him as much as he likes her? Absolutely not. Is she going to use him to further herself in the game? Absolutely. But she likes him. You could tell she likes him. Yesterday, he was laying on the couch, and she was stroking his hair. I mean, let's just put that to rest. She does like him mm-hmm. to a certain point. Yeah, Rich.
No, I'm just saying, like, I know at the start where she had mentioned using him as an advantage in the game. Right. And she'd expressed that feeling exactly. So if she's using them, of course, I think it's gone a little bit more now with there's stronger feelings. But if it turns out that it was just a ploy and she cuts them when she needs to, I'm going to love her that much more for it.
But you know what? I'm not really vibing with Liz right now, man, because she kind of petty. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really like how she, you know, her goodbye speech to Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, her goodbye message to Jason. Yeah. I'm like, yo, she's petty as hell. Like, Who does that? You know, you're just going to sit there. Okay, you're making this shit personal now. So, bitch, I got a problem with you. And when I see you, I'm going to check you. That's, I love you, Parker. You know what I mean? That's how I would be. Because, like, I would not, I mean, that finale would be the only thing I would be waiting on was just to see her ass and let her ass know. Like,
because I feel she should never throw Jason that to go back to his mother's basement. She should never say that because it's just a game.
Yeah, it was, like, completely personal, and, like, it just was unnecessary, and it just shows that she's a little petty little girl who, you know, just thinks that the world is at her fucking fingertips. And, bitch, first of all, let me tell you about yourself and the way you look. You're basic, okay? Like, you're not even cute, and you want to talk about
Jackie.
And she
talks like a man.
Yeah, you want to talk about
Jackie. Oh, I think she's cute.
No, she's not cute. First of all, her fucking nose is, like, looks like Michael Jackson times... 20.
Oh, hey, she's cute.
Her personality also
makes her ugly because she's sitting there hating on Jackie for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to hate on Jackie? Jackie is bomb as hell. You know what I mean?
She's jealous. She's
got a good personality. She's super jealous. Like, she's catty, you know, and she's mad because she's a left-hot twin.
All right, guys, we have about 10 more minutes. I just want to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Buy the 24/7 live feeds. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality.
And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Okay, guys, we're back. The next question I want to talk about is what happens if Clay gets evicted before Thursday with him defying production. But before I do, I'm going to bring on one more caller, guys. And then we're waiting for a special caller who is supposed to be calling in, which would be cool as hell if we get the phone call. My fingers are crossed. But we're going to bring on our longtime listener and our love, Kansas. Kansas, welcome on air.
Hey. Oh, I'm loving the topic of this conversation because this is what's been spoiling me, too. And first I have to say, Parker, I still love you so much after all these years. You're awesome.
I love you. Are you, is it BB Candace from Twitter?
No.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
This is just crazy Kansas that loves to call in and bitch when she's ticked off.
Okay, crazy Kansas.
This is what kills me with these stupid showmances, you guys, because these people, they just meet this dumb girl or this dumb guy. They don't even think about their own families either. I mean, couldn't Clay use this money?
Right.
For himself or even his family to throw it all away for some dumb girl. And I hope the house is smart. And they'll vote because truthfully, she's the biggest threat. She's the one that's been winning. So
yeah,
be
he ain't won shit like a veto.
They'd be stupid if they listened to him. They'd be dumb. And they should get her ass out. And I'm with you, Parker. I feel the same way about her like you do.
Right?
Well, I would like her to leave just so I can see what kind of game Clay could or would play on his own.
Yes.
I mean, does he have game or not?
Right.
Like, well, I feel like Clay has a good social game, though. Like, people like Clay. But it's the people don't like Clay and Shelly.
Right. Right.
You know.
I agree with what James was saying earlier too, to get his game back. Because even Meg and Jackie this morning in the HOH room with James, that's what James was saying. You know, get rid of Shelly so Clay can at least get his game back because he's going to regret this decision in 10 years from now.
Oh, I just want to say, I try to stay impartial. Yeah, Claude.
So jumping back to our Facebook page, our Get Real LOL Big Brother Facebook page, Cammy, you brought up a topic that they're talking about on our page is what happens if Austin, because of this whole thing with his mic or Clay, because of this whole thing with his mic, if he gets evicted or gets kicked out of the house or whatever before Thursday, people are wondering what happens on Thursday.
Oh, if they still boot out Shelly, that would be amazing. I'd get a 2-for-1 deal on that bitch.
Yes. Well, as far as I remember, and I could be wrong, as far as I remember with the whole Shima gate, when Shima left, the evictions were done. They right. were done. Only one person gets to leave a week. As far right. as I know, if anybody in the chat room wants to type anything different, if you want to call in, even though I only have a couple minutes left, if you know anything different, let me know. But as far as I know, only one gets to leave. So basically, he would leave. And then that's it. It's done. And the game gets reset to the next HOH. Does anybody know anything different?
Well, that was the only real example, I guess. With Willie, when Willie was removed from the game, it was still an eviction like normal. In BB14. So I'll be curious to see.
Yeah, it would definitely be interesting to see how they handle it.
Well, if he gets himself, you know, like removed from the game for this chick, he's really going to go down as like probably the dumbest player ever.
Oh, without a doubt.
Totally.
That would, and, you know, going back with all the thousands of fans that try to get on, like, I really think that other house guests will probably try to talk some sense to him, and he'll figure it out. He'll get over his moment and reset the clock, hopefully. It'd be a real shame to see that pursue any further than what it is already.
I mean, for some dumb girl you just met. It's so stupid.
Here's how I feel. I've become impartial, and I really have to be impartial, but here's who I like in the game. Ready? I like drama. I'm team drama. And if Clay wants to not put on his mic, if he doesn't want to go into the DR, if he wants to sit there with a cowboy hat on, I want to see it. I want to hear Allison come over the intercom. I want all that stuff. I'm team drama.
I hear ya.
I'm with you. The more that he can do to stir the pot, or anybody can do to stir the pot, you know, it's that stuff that we live for.
And you know what else I would love, you guys? I would love if Shelly was gone, and then all of a sudden, him and Meg started up a showmance.
Let's talk about that real quick. Parker, did you see that, Parker? Parker, are you there? I think Parker dropped. Real quick, if you did not see it, basically, Meg was drinking, and Johnny Mac, for some reason, during the veto, Meg and Johnny Mac got alcohol. We don't know why, because even if you have the live feeds, you don't get to see the competitions, but you do get to see afterwards. And Meg was drunk, and they were in the bathroom, and Clay was sitting on the little couch in the bathroom, and he was telling Meg, vote me out. And Meg basically came in, and her hands were on his inner thighs. She was hugging him. He was rubbing her, and his hand, I'm sure you can go to Twitter or go to the Get Real LOL Facebook group. There's pictures everywhere of it.
I saw the picture,
His hands were going towards the crack of her butt. It was crazy. It was a huge amount of sexual tension. And it was really crazy to watch. Richard, did you see it?
No, I know that we have sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. We have two people on hold in the screening room. So just to let Cammy go and deal with that. I know I saw pictures on the Facebook page, Get Real Facebook page, but I didn't see it on the live feed. So that would be interesting to see that develop after, or if it does develop once Shelly gets evicted, if the noms remained and if the house intentions remain the same.
I think it would be great to see, you know, we've got the kind of Liz Austin Mance going on with Julia not really on on board with that. And yeah, if there's some sort of sexual tension there between Clay and Meg, I would love to see what would develop there with Shelley out of the picture. And I think it would also be really fun to watch from the social media aspect.
And we got Parker back on the air, guys.
Woo-hoo! Presuming
hey, guys.
That,
sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Presuming that Shelley doesn't go into jury, because I don't think jury's going to start this week, it would be great to see that other romance developed and to see how Shelley addresses that on social media.
Oh, God, that would be my heir. I would seriously, I mean, I don't even know what the fuck I would do. Like, it would just be,
It'd be so wonderful.
I don't have any, I'm getting giddy just thinking about that scenario. Like, could you imagine? Could you really imagine?
That's why I brought
it up. Oh, it'd be such great TV.
Finale.
That's entertainment, awesome. You guys. That's entertainment. Come on.
Lord.
We want it.
Because you have to admit, the social media side of all of us Big Brother crazies almost can be more fun, or at least as much fun as the show itself.
Oh, without a doubt.
As people come out of the house, you know, and we start talking to them, finding out, you know, their side of things. You know, I having people like Parker on, you know, and knowing they're still part of the kind of the whole Big Brother family, you know, still into the live feeds. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, here's the funniest thing
about it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch this shit. Like, I didn't watch Big Brother at all. Like, I had no clue. I wasn't a fan. I saw, you know, it's funny. The year before I graduated college, I saw the first episode of season 8. And they were like, oh, and your estranged daughter is in the house. I was like, oh, that's fucked up. And I just changed the channel or whatever. You know, I didn't even, like, get into it. And then I auditioned for The Real World, and I made it to, like, the second round of the Key West season. But I didn't get picked because I think I was just too real for them or whatever. So then I was like, well, shit, there's always Big Brother, because, like, at that time I was, like, 25. It was the cutoff. I was, like, 25. So I was like, well, I know they take old people on Big Brother, so maybe I got a shot on there. And I saw the open call on Craigslist and just went to the open call.
And I just want to say
so
real quick, I just want to say, you have to, Parker, you too, when you get a chance, go to Facebook and type in Get Real LOL Big Brother. That's our Big Brother page. People, when the feeds are boring, check out the drama on our Facebook group. Sometimes it's more interesting than the friggin' show. It's crazy.
These fans, I have never seen this type of fan base for a TV show ever. I was always like, damn, well, this shit would never happen if I was on The Real World. I mean, I have never seen so much drama between fans. Like, it's insane. Like, I mean, damn. It's just a show. You ain't getting no prize money.
No. And people become so invested. And we're ones to talk. We are, too. It's crazy. Oh, but, okay, people, we're going to wrap up. But, Parker, love you. You're welcome any Monday for FU Monday. We didn't do our FU Mondays. Usually what FU is like, FU Monday, it's Monday if you had a crappy week. My FU is going to be to the weather. It is hot as hell where I am, and I'm sick
and
of the heat.
It is hot as hell. Yeah, I'm in L.A., so, like, it's hotter than a whore in church right
now. It's hot as hell.
So.
But it's Parker, you're welcome. You're welcome every Monday, any of our pop-up shows. People, look out. Make sure you hit subscribe to our radio show, because we have big guests coming up. We have family members from the people inside the house. We might even have, I can't even say it, I wish I could, something so juicy. But anyway, I'm Cammie. That's Richard. That's Claudia. That's Parker, who's kick ass. Thank you for all
Thank
the callers.
God.
Thank you for getting real. Parker, we love you. And until next Monday, everybody, take care. And thanks for staying
real. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Buy the 24/7 live feeds. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality.
And now, the Get Real Podcast.